Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this hour. And if you want to be part of the program, you can call 877-726-8255. If you're listening to a live broadcast, you can call right in. Or alternatively, call anytime during the week. And we just garner some really great questions when thoughtful people during the week come up with health concerns. And they say, well, let me run it by Dr. Hoffman on Intelligent Medicine. And so we've got some recorded calls. And so let's hear one of those right now.
Why does no one recognize Morgellons disease? My wife's been suffering with this for years now, and she's following up on everything you can find on the Internet, and yet the CDC and the medical field does not acknowledge it. Thank you.
Okay, this is really an interesting question because Morgellons disease is highly controversial. And it's a little bit like this Havana syndrome. You know, Havana syndrome was reported by people in the Foreign Service and stationed overseas who reported hearing high-frequency sounds and then developing brain problems. And it is a controversial diagnosis because some people say, oh, there are some distinct changes in the brains of these people who are incapacitated after this potential electronic attack. It's thought that some foreign entity is directing high-frequency microwaves or electromagnetic waves in a targeted attack on American Foreign Service personnel. And there's some people who are like disabled, just debilitated. They're dizzy. They have cognitive problems. And it is claimed that they have distinct changes in their brain. But some studies have whitewashed that and have said, there's nothing to see here. This is a psychosomatic disease. It's kind of an imagined condition. And there are psychosomatic diseases. I mean, clearly there are instances where, young girls in a school, sometimes they all become sick, nauseous, they're throwing up. And it turns out that it's a social contagion. It's something that, is a psychosomatic transmitted not really a disease, but, something that is there by suggestion. So Morgellons, its diagnosis or its definition is people who experience itchy skin and rashes where they sometimes see little tiny fibers coming out of their skin. And that sounds, kind of objective, right? You actually see these little tiny fibers, and the fibers are thought to be the result of some sort of parasite that infests the skin. And indeed, there, you know, there's precedent for that. There are different types of, you know, things like scabies that can affect the skin. And these are easily diagnosed. If you look under the microscope, you can see the little tiny organisms that cause this. But in Morgellons, the evidence is a little sketchy. You know, sometimes they say, well, yeah, you brought us, and I've actually had patients bring me this. They take a little, have a little plastic baggie, and they bring in some material that looks like a fiber or looks like a piece of skin, and they say, here it is. Here's the culprit thing that's causing all my problems. But on analysis, sometimes it just doesn't pan out that it really is something other than a stray fiber or a hair that is causing the problem. So what has ended up happening is that Morgellons has now been officially deemed delusional parasitosis. And I'm reading here from the Mayo Clinic. And what they say is, delusional parasitosis is a condition in which a person has a fixed, false belief that they're infected by an organism despite evaluation not showing an infection to be present. This is also called delusional infestation. Morgellons disease is a form of delusional parasitosis. And they say typically report skin rashes or sores that can cause intense itching, crawling sensations on or under the skin, often compared with insects moving, stinging, or biting. A belief that fibers, threads, or black stringy material is in and on the skin and that is like exuded from the skin. And it's also often associated with, it ruins the lives of people who have Morgellons and is associated with depression and anxiety, which makes some doctors attribute it to it's just all in your head. And I don't have a read on this. I got to say, this is a perplexing condition. And I think the evidence is a little sketchy as to whether it is a real organic illness. And there's also the phenomenon by which when people have an itch or a skin discomfort, they itch their skin. And what dermatologists refer to this as an id reaction. And, you know, this is familiar to many of us who have mosquito bites. What I used to do is, you know, mosquito bite, I itch it, scratch it. And what I try to do now is I try to kind of sit on my hands, like, don't touch it. Because the more you touch it, the more you will bring about a mechanical irritation, which increases the inflammation discomfort. And there are people who literally have a complete, you know, body-wide inflammation due to picking and scratching at skin itches. This is familiar, you know, commonly called an id reaction, ID. So, yeah, the verdict is out on that. I don't know what to say. I think it is a very challenging condition, and we're not entirely sure about whether it's real or whether it's merely psychosomatic. This item, if you were to get just three tests to determine your cardiovascular risk, what would they be? And the author of the study is Paul Ridker, who has brought to our attention the fact that inflammation is a big factor in cardiovascular disease. And by means of a test called an hsCRP, we can actually increase the accuracy of our prediction of cardiovascular disease. Now, these days, it's all about the LDL cholesterol. You know, if the LDL is high, we got to lower it, you know, go on a statin. But what we really should be doing is looking at not just one risk factor, but looking at a combination of risk factors. You can look at a million things. And I've written articles about all the things you can do, you know, 10, 12, 15 different things you can check to see if you have high cardiovascular risk. But let's say you want to focus on the three most important. Ridker's thing is hsCRP. And actually, it's been proposed that even people who have high cholesterol, who lower their cholesterol with statin drugs, have what's called residual risk if they don't fix their hsCRP. Because merely lowering cholesterol might reduce their risk by 10%, but if you've got a high hsCRP reflecting a lot of inflammation, well, you're still very likely to get a heart attack or a stroke. So There's actually a newly approved drug. It's actually a very ancient drug, colchicine. Colchicine was written about in the hieroglyphics of the ancient Egyptians as a medication. It's an anti-inflammatory medication. And colchicine has now been approved for lowering hsCRP. So there actually is something we can do about it. We can go on an anti-inflammatory diet, lose weight, obesity is associated with inflammation, lack of exercise, etc. But if you were to pick three tests, what would they be? Okay, big study. 30-year cardiovascular outcomes in women. The study was of 30 years duration. They started looking at 28,000 initially healthy U.S. women, and they were followed for 30 years. And they had three things checked: LDL cholesterol, lipoprotein A, and hsCRP, high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. And what they found was that was one of the best predictors, you know, looking at all three together, because each one added to risk, you know. But if you had just one and you didn't have the others, your risk wasn't that great. If you had two out of three, higher risk. If you had three out of three, that's the trifecta. That increases your risk. These are the things that we need to check. Now, we can't do a lot about LP little a yet, but drugs are in the pipeline for fixing LP little a. So a three-pronged approach, fixing LDL, fixing hsCRP, and fixing LP little a, could make a real dent in our statistics for cardiovascular disease, which remain, let's keep in mind, the number one killer of both men and women, heart disease and stroke. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs: heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Skyrocketing energy prices have caused people to do what? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 34% of people have cut back or skipped spending on necessary expenses to pay their electric bill. This government involvement and increased regulation continues to drive their prices even higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we have a recorded question, so let's hear it.
Hi, I have a pain in my stomach. It seems to occur after eating. What do you recommend I do?
Okay, this is a really interesting question because it's actually one of the first things that doctors learn to diagnose. And there's actually an entire book, which was, it's a classic book, and it was written for surgeons and internists, and it's something that we studied in medical school and in residency, and it's, I think it's entitled Cope's Book of Abdominal Pain, or something along those lines. And there's a guy named Cope who, I guess in the early 20th century, came up with a scheme. It's kind of an algorithm. In other words, you go through kind of a checklist of different factors that have to do with abdominal pain, and that helps you come to some proposed diagnoses. So, number one, location, right? You know, if it's in the upper right quadrant under your right rib cage, you know, maybe it's about liver or gallbladder. And if it's, you know, down further on the right, maybe it's appendicitis. And if it's up, you know, right around under your breastbone, maybe it's esophagitis or, you know, GERD, reflux, heartburn. And if it's a little bit towards the left, it's likely to be stomach. And it also is like the reaction to eating. You know, what you said is like when you eat, it's worse. So typically an ulcer gets better when you eat often, unless you eat, you know, red hot chili peppers or something like that, something very caustic to the stomach. So, and then there's, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, you know, some form of, you know, cramping in your intestines, which is usually felt, you know, around your belly button or below. So, you know, I would sit down with you and I would go through a bunch of these factors. I would kind of poke around your abdomen. And then we need to do some imaging studies, right? You know, we need to, like, take a look. And, you know, the ultimate study these days is a CT scan. You can also do an MRI. CT scan can accurately diagnose appendicitis. And so we have these techniques. Now, you know, simple measure to undertake if it's mild pain, you know, it's not like dangerous, like, oh my goodness, what do you have? You have a bleeding ulcer or you have cancer, is to, you know, modify your diet. You know, just do a trial of dietary change. And I would want to sit down with you and see, you know, what are you eating? You know, and maybe, you know, go on a GERD diet, you know, which is a diet that helps to reduce triggers for reflux, or maybe a low FODMAP diet. You know, if it's lower down and we think it's an intestinal problem, maybe you have small intestine bacterial overgrowth. So we put you on a low FODMAP diet and you get better. It's all good. We don't have to send you for fancy schmancy studies, expose you to radiation and so on. Or, you know, ultimately, you know, do an upper endoscopy. Look down from above or do a colonoscopy from below. Ultimately, you know, sometimes abdominal pain signals the need for some of these things because bad stuff can happen sometimes, especially if the pain is chronic and worsening in its pattern. So there you have it. With the information that you provide, it's a little hard to give you an answer, but this is kind of like the way we doctors think about abdominal pain. You know, it's kind of we take a systematic approach to it and break it down. It's really kind of fun. It's like detective work. And it's one of the things I enjoy about medicine. 877-726-8255 our number. And you've heard of toxic tampons. We did a story about that before. There's a lawsuit right now. It's a lawsuit against the company that makes Trojan condoms. The lawsuit claims that Trojan condoms contain forever chemicals. These are polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS compounds. Testing of the Trojan ultra-thin condoms found the presence of organic fluorine, which is a signature for PFAS chemicals. So the lawsuit is underway, and you want to sign up for the lawsuit because you think you've been exposed to PFAS chemicals via Trojan. It's also a woman who is at risk here too, right? So, yeah, that is a concern. Toxic condoms. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Update coming from Visa will soon mean when someone sends you money, you'll have access to your funds faster. Starting in April 2025, Visa's real-time money movement solution, Visa Direct, will improve the speed your money is available in your bank account here in the U.S. Whether splitting a bill with friends, moving money between accounts, receiving an insurance claim payout, or a worker accessing their earned wages, this change will ensure that funds are available in bank accounts within 1 minute or less, starting in April 2025. The improved speed and availability of Visa Direct's funds will improve how businesses and governments operate as well, enabling near immediate funds for everything from government disbursement payouts and healthcare payments to service industry tips. Visit Visa Direct's website to learn more about how Visa Direct is powering faster payments.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. to help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number 877-726-8255. And that's the number where, you know, jot it down because you got a question. Maybe you can't figure something out. I mean, the internet is a great resource, but maybe you want my interpretation of what's going on because often, you know, a lot of the information on the internet is biased towards medical orthodoxy, and I am a bit of a maverick. I will take an independent position on some of these issues. So run it by me, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's hear one of our recorded questions.
I have a question regarding a news article that I read today about a new study. It's put out by the Medical News Today regarding six potentially toxic botanical products referring to ashwagandha, black cohosh, green tea extract, red yeast, rice, turmeric, or curcumin. The article stating that its botanicals could be hazardous, or like studies are showing that could be damaging the liver. I was just curious if you have seen this article from the Medical News Today. I regularly take some of these items, ashwagandha being one of them, green tea extract, red yeast, and sometimes turmeric. I just was wondering if you'd seen this article and if you knew anything about it.
Okay, yeah, indeed I do. You know, I saw it. And so let's do a little damage control on that, because I have a distinct opinion on it. First of all, you know, articles have appeared, and they've been sort of, you know, journalism is in a state where I don't think people are doing their homework. They basically copy headlines or press releases and then disseminate them widely without really drilling down and looking at the studies that they're based on. So this was based on a study which says that six popular herbal supplements are linked to potential liver risks. That's one of the headlines. Research at the University of Michigan report that an estimated 15.6 million U.S. adults, or 5%, have taken at least one herbal supplement in the last 30 days that might be damaging to their liver. Yikes! Among the supplements studied are ashwagandha, green tea extract, turmeric, or curcumin. And I take all of those. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'm going to kill my liver. So they did a big study. They did a big survey. And so I said, let's wait a couple of days and, you know, hear what some of the experts are saying about this. And one of the authoritative sources on herbs, they're very, very responsible. They're not, you know, lackadaisical about the potential for herbal toxicity. In fact, they have a program to evaluate herbs for safety, tolerability, and adulteration. It's the ABC, the American Botanical Council. And we've interviewed Mark Blumenthal, who founded ABC many years ago. It's a great organization. And so what they say here is that the paper generated coverage in various media outlets with misleading and even alarmist headlines, such as some that I just read you. Botanicals like turmeric green tea are harming Americans' livers, and that more than 15 million U.S. adults consume them with liver-harming potential, et cetera, et cetera. So here's the thing. The American Botanical Council notes that the number of case reports for each of these six botanicals included are very small compared to the estimated number of people using these supplements. So there are tens and tens of millions of people using these supplements. For example, there were 23 global cases of liver injury associated with ashwagandha based on a review published in 2023, only eight of which occurred in the United States. That's over a period of 10 years, and there have got to be well over a million U.S. users of ashwagandha. So these case reports not only include dietary supplements, but also, you know, maybe products that are a little sketchy, like syrups and powders of unclear compositions from unbranded producers selling at local markets in India. So it's, you know, we don't know the quality of these products. We don't know, you know, some of this is based on international information where the quality control is less than it is for the United States. So the article also mentions the percentage of liver injury associated with herbal dietary supplements has increased from 7% to 20%, according to data. However, the authors do not report that the overall number, you know, it looks scary, 7% to 20%, but the overall number was only 136, including 45 cases linked to bodybuilding products, many of which were found to contain illegal anabolic steroids, masquerading as herbal dietary supplements. So, you know, it sounds kind of like a hatchet job, right? Because the authors conclude that there's no regulation, that we need more regulation. There's kind of an agenda behind this. They want more government regulation of herbal supplements. And that would push a lot of the innovative companies out of business because they can't afford to produce herbal supplements the way we produce drugs with studies that cost hundreds of millions of dollars to get medications approved. Consider the ABC says that the actual total number of patients that experienced liver damage from these supplements was 136 over 10 years. That's 14 patients per year. 14 patients per year. That's a little sleight of hand here because they also estimate that the U.S. population is more than what it actually is. And so the number, according to the census, is 256 million in 2020. They use a number of 330 million. And so there's a lot of sleight of hand and I think, frankly, bias and maybe outright chicanery in a study. One of the experts at the ABC, who's the chief science officer there, Dr. Stefan Gaffner, says, quote, "In my opinion, the main issue is that the paper implies that 15 million U.S. adults are exposed to potentially hepatotoxic botanicals. This sounds like a huge problem, even if the actual risk of liver injury from the six botanicals in question is extremely low." So there you have it. And, you know, also when it comes to liver injury, when people get liver problems, it's usually not from a single source. Often many people have metabolic liver disease. They have vulnerability to liver problems. Maybe they're drinking a lot of alcohol. Maybe they're taking medications that affect the liver. Commonly, almost it's an accepted fact that statin drugs have negative effects on the liver. So maybe a combination of drugs and poor diet, and then they're taking a supplement, and then their liver function goes out of kilter, and they attribute it to the supplement and not to the all the other things that the people are doing. So I would relatively discount this alarmist report, but, you know, only on outlets like this will you hear kind of a contra view on studies like this, and that's one of the reasons why you're probably listening to Intelligent Medicine. All right, this item. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. Now, I've been looking at collagen supplements for a while. They've been on my radar screen. And I've looked at the science, and I think it's plausible. And now I'm recommending a collagen supplement called Revive by Brightcore Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain, and if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. So for more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. You know, I've heard quercetin is good for hay fever, allergic rhinitis. And we tend to think of quercetin as a natural antihistamine, but it's more than that. Here's a study, and it's an animal study, but it looks at the ways in which quercetin helps with nasal congestion, sneezing, and inflammation. And it turns out it is not just an antihistamine. It's also anti-inflammatory. It reduces mucosal thickening. It reduces glandular hyperplasia, which is that chronic overproduction of mucus. And, you know, there's a lot of science in here, so I'm going to skip, you know, the enumeration of all the inflammatory cytokines that quercetin reduces, like, you know, IL-6 and IL-4 and IL-1 beta, but a big study supporting the use of quercetin for chronic rhinosinusitis by reducing, not just as an antihistamine, but by reducing nasal mucosal inflammation. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code HOFFMAN30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Skyrocketing energy prices have caused people to do what? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 34% of people have cut back or skipped spending on necessary expenses to pay their electric bill. This government involvement and increased regulation continues to drive their prices even higher. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And despite the onslaught by the media and orthodox medicine, there is an uptick in the sale of U.S. herbal supplements. And I think that's part of the reason why they produce these alarmist articles, because they're angry, they're jealous that the supplement industry is thriving. According to the self-same American Botanical Council, after a slight dip in 2022, which was the first in 20 years, because it's like an upward trajectory, up, 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 and then 2022, there was a bit of a lag. I don't know, maybe it was COVID, who knows. Sales of herbal supplements increased by 4.4% in 2023 to reach an estimated, get this, $12.55 billion. And this is an evidence that Americans are taking their self-care seriously. And let's take a look at some of the top sellers, okay? To be expected. Despite a 28% decrease in sales year on year, elderberry maintained the number two spot with almost $177 million in sales. Because people, you know, elderberry has been demonstrated to be helpful for viral illnesses, respiratory illnesses. So it was a big favorite during COVID. And people are less fixated on COVID these days. So there's, you know, 28% decrease compared to last year, but they're still the number two spot with almost $177 million in sales. Rounding out the top five were turmeric, which is kind of a Swiss Army knife thing, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, good for the brain, $133 million in sales. Ashwagandha, $120 million in sales. And yeah, I'm not sure why this is. Apple cider vinegar was $101 million. And, you know, I guess apple cider vinegar is considered to be helpful possibly for weight loss and blood sugar. A new hit, highest growth in the mainstream channel came from beetroot. Beetroot, helpful for improving nitric oxide, up 108% from 2022. That makes it number eight on the list, $65 million in sales. Six other ingredients on the top 40 list had sales increases greater than 20%. Wheatgrass, barley grass, 104% growth. Bacopa, which is kind of a focus factor type thing for brain health. Cinnamon, 53% increase. Blood sugar, obviously. Ginkgo for brain. And guarana. Guarana is a stimulant, you know, kind of caffeine-like substance. So only three ingredients had significant sales decreases. Ivy leaf, I don't know who takes that. Elderberry, well, because COVID is passe. And CBD actually declined because there was like a big gold rush on CBD and some of the market is shaken out a little bit for CBD. Berberine was big. Results for berberine, the highest sales growth in the natural channel came from barberry, which is source of berberine. So, you know, others that were popular, mushrooms, milk thistle, black cumin, kava. Quercetin became a little less popular with a sales decline of 20%, but it's still, you know, an excellent supplement, helpful for nasal congestion, allergies, and there are many other purposes. So there you have it. All right. This is kind of scary. You know, North Korea sends up balloons with garbage to harass its neighbors in South Korea, dumping garbage and, you know, across the border. Headline, microorganisms can travel long distances in the troposphere, which is the high levels of the atmosphere. The study done in Japan, they found that all kinds of harmful microorganisms that originated in China could travel between 1,000 and 3,000 meters above Japan and travel hundreds and even thousands of miles. So if you have, say, pig farms in China where there's indiscriminate use of antibiotics creating hardy antibiotic-resistant organisms, they can actually travel in the atmosphere and be deposited in China. So be careful about your neighbors. Among the things found, E. coli, Clostridium difficile, Actinobacter, staph, were identified, as well as fungal things like Candida, capable of causing diseases, and many of them were resistant to commonly used antibiotics. They can travel thousands of kilometers. So, you know, even if a country has, you know, kind of clean standards, you have to be careful about their neighbors. And Japan is concerned about, and the airflow is predominantly eastward from the Chinese mainland across the Sea of Japan to Japan, and potentially, this is dumping a lot of potentially harmful microorganisms on Japan, in spite of the fact that they try to maintain clean air, water, and soil. So scary study. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. We've got lots available for you. Your all-purpose website for information is drhoffman.com, where you can find podcasts. You can also find great articles. You can subscribe to our newsletter, and it'll come to your inbox weekly with interesting subjects that will help you become a better listener to Intelligent Medicine. Also, don't forget to shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Fast free shipping. These supplements, many of which are very hard to find elsewhere, and they're the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself, drhoffmanstore.com. And remember, that number, 877-268-2255, that number available to you 24/7, 365, and that's where we get questions for our program. Also, you can email your questions to Q&A with Layla, questions@drhoffman.com. That's a weekly feature where we answer questions that we receive by email. So have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
real world leaders.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The nation's 39th president has died at the age of 100.
Carter served as president amid Cold War pressures and turbulent oil markets. While he was able to broker an Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement, he was unable to rein in double-digit inflation. A low point came when 8 Americans died in a failed hostage rescue in 1980, the year he would lose to Ronald Reagan. After leaving office, he was often seen volunteering with the Habitat for Humanity charity, and his human rights work through the Carter Center was recognized with a Nobel Peace Prize. Greg Clugston, Washington.
South Korea says 179 people were killed when their plane crashed into a wall while landing.
The plane was making a return trip from Bangkok in Thailand with 175 passengers and 6 crew members on board. As it landed at Muan Airport in the south of the country, it veered off the runway and crashed into a wall. Then it caught on fire. Witnesses say they heard a loud explosion after the crash. Parts of the plane could be seen engulfed in flames and thick black smoke. The cause of the crash is still not known, but local media here is reporting that it may have been caused by birds getting caught in the plane's systems. The plane's landing gear is said to have malfunctioned as it came down.
At least 4 people have died after severe storms moved through the south over the weekend. More than 30 tornadoes were reported in Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. Americans are making their New Year's resolutions as the clock winds down on 2024. According to a new poll, saving money is topping the list for 2025. Other popular resolutions include eating healthier and exercising more. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
A chemical company official is charged in connection with the unauthorized discharge of oil on the Flint River in Michigan.
Rajinder Singh Minhas was recently arrested and arraigned. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says Minhas faces charges of falsely altering a public record, substantial endangerment to the public, discharge of injurious substance to waters of the state, and other charges. About 15,000 gallons of an oil chemical mixture was released on June 15, 2022. The spill came from a storm sewer that discharges into the river.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Officials say 2 men have died in a Washington state forest after they failed to return from a trip in which they were looking for Sasquatch. Sheriff's office says they appear to have died from exposure. Sasquatch, of course, is another name for Bigfoot. News and analysis at townhall.com. And a first for the EU, Belgium says no more vaping. Ron Taylor has more.
Belgium will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of January 1st on health and environmental grounds in a groundbreaking move for European Union nations. Health Minister Frank Vandenbroek decided that the inexpensive e-cigarettes have turned into a health threat since they're an easy way for teenagers to be drawn into smoking and get hooked on nicotine. Australia outlawed the sale of vapes outside pharmacies earlier this year in some of the world's toughest restrictions on electronic cigarettes. Belgium's minister wants tougher tobacco measures in the 27-nation bloc. Ron Taylor reporting.
Automakers will have a sizable presence in next month's CES in Las Vegas. The electronics show has been a showcase for cutting-edge technology since the first one in 1967. This year will feature offerings from Scout, BMW, Toyota, Honda, Suzuki, with Volvo and Waymo contributing keynote speakers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Really appreciate you tuning in today. And as you may or may not know, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And I tell you, I'm just so proud of this program as we're wrapping up the year. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas celebration with you and your friends and your family. And I know everyone's looking forward to New Year's Eve celebrations. And my wife and I bought us these really nice Waterford Crystal champagne flutes, and something that is probably way out of the norm of me buying. But I bought the series called Celebration. And we always pop the top on a nice bottle of champagne, and we celebrate our anniversary, and we use those. And then we turn around, and that's in October, and then we turn around, and on New Year's Eve, every single New Year's Eve for the last, oh gosh, I probably bought those things maybe, what, 10, 12, 13 years ago. We break out the bubbly and we toast with our champagne glasses, and we're getting ready to do that here on New Year's Eve coming right up. So anyway, I hope everyone is just having a wonderful holiday season. All right, so I have several things. I later on in the program, I want to share some stories with you, and I think they're going to be really, really interesting. I don't know if I'll wrap one of them up in a consumer alert or not. I may just yell a lot. So, I wanted to start off the program today by just a fairly quick review on how to pay for senior care. I'll tell you, there's just a lot of misunderstanding out in the marketplace, and so let me just cover some of the terminology here. So if you hear the term private pay, well, how do you get paid? Oh, we're a private pay community. What that means is this is cash. Okay, so you're spending your own money using your own resources to pay for your care, whether that's home care or independent living or assisted living or long-term care, general care or memory care, et cetera, et cetera. So if you hear the term private pay, that means you are writing a check. You're spending your resources on the care. Medicare will pay a little bit for something very, very specific as far as senior care. It'll pay for medical coverage only. So obviously it pays for your trip to the hospital to see your doctor, tests, x-rays, you know, all the stuff, all right? But it does not pay for the assisted living level of care. It does not pay for long-term care. that may be a huge surprise for a lot of folks. But it just doesn't. So Medicare very specifically will pay for your stay in a skilled nursing facility. It's called SNF SNF, Skilled Nursing Facility. What that is, it's a long-term care community that is Medicare certified. So that means that they are able to offer skilled nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy covered by your Medicare insurance or your Medicare coverage. The way that you get that would be something happened. Let's say really common example. Someone has a fall. They fracture their hip. They go to the hospital. The hip is replaced or it's maybe pinned together. You're in the hospital for 3 midnights. That's critical. 3 midnights. Even if you were admitted at 11 p.m., at 12 p.m., that's 1 midnight, okay? So 3 midnights, you're automatically covered by Medicare to receive skilled nursing and rehab in a skilled nursing facility, okay? It will pay for 100 days as a maximum for that incident or of that hip issue, the pin or the replacement. For that particular incident or issue, it will pay a maximum of 100 days. Frankly, most people never get anywhere close to 100 because they just don't need that much. Okay? They'll pay 100% for the first 20 days, and then there's a copay from days 21 through days 100. Okay? But, again, 3 or 4 weeks, maybe 5 or 6 weeks, pretty common to see that. It's, as a side note, it's kind of interesting how many people get 20 days, exactly 20 days of therapy. I'm not going to comment any more on that, but I think that's interesting. So, but that's what Medicare will pay for. It's not going to pay for anything else as far as senior care. as far as the community, it will help to pay for home health care. We're not going to get into all that stuff today. But as far as the senior care community, that's what it'll pay for. All right, so long-term care insurance. So what that is a special type of insurance that pays for senior care. And I'm going to just jump into that here in just a second. And then the other one is the VA aid and attendance benefits. So let's jump into the long-term care insurance policies. What it is, again, it's a special type of insurance that will pay for home care, adult daycare, assisted living, and long-term care. It will pay for all those things. It's very specific. And usually you can get some inflation protection on those things. So what you want to look out for there is some of the – you have some levers that you can push and pull, if you will. And all these things will affect your price. So the elimination period is essentially your deductible. The most common one that I see is 90 days. So what that means is you pay for the first 90 days. So that's your deductible, if you will. And then on day 91, this policy will start paying out its daily benefit. That's exactly how that works. Now, you could have a 30-day elimination period. That means that you only pay out of pocket for 30 days, and then on the 31st day, it will start to pay out that daily benefit. But guess what? That means that the premiums will be a little bit higher. If you want to lower your premium, you could get maybe a 180-day elimination period, and that would lower your premium. So the most common one I see is 90 days. Then you have a daily benefit, and I would recommend, if it's affordable, if you can do it, I would recommend a daily benefit of $300 a day. And what that is every single day that this policy pays out, it'll pay $300 a day. That's about $9,000 a month, maybe $9,300 on a 31-day month. And that's going to pay for most long-term care communities, at least for a shared room. Now, it may be a little bit more than that. You may need to use some of your income to supplement that. But I would also buy more than $300 a day if possible. So, again, that changes the premium. So the more the daily benefit is, the more this thing will pay out, the higher your premium will be. Let's say if you can afford to pay $100 a day from your own resources and you want to fill that gap, get a long-term care insurance policy that'll pay $200 a day. And between the two, you've got your $300 a day. And again, more is better if that's possible. Then a five-year term is pretty common. Used to see a lot of these unlimited benefits. I heard you could still buy them. That's probably pretty expensive, but 5 years is the average. So the average length of stay in assisted living is just under 2.5 years. Average length of stay in long-term care is just under 2.5 years. There's your 5 years of coverage. So that's what most folks would receive or at least recommend. And then this part is just not negotiable in any way, in my opinion. You have to have an inflation rider. It's a 5% inflation rider. So it bumps up your daily benefit by 5% per year. That's going to start to bump up your premiums a little bit every year. But I'll tell you what, if you don't do that and you go to use this thing 20 years down the road, it's going to have half the purchasing power that it does today. So I just don't think that is an option. The other thing that's not an option for me is the policy must be a state partnership plan, and I don't have time to go through all of that stuff today. But trust me on that. Ask your insurance agent if your long-term care insurance policy is a state partnership plan. If it isn't, I would recommend changing it to one. And if you're a new buyer, tell them that you need to have that. You will thank me later. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for your stay at the assisted living level of care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for the assisted living level of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. I kind of gave you a little softball question there because I talked about that in the first segment of the program. Medicare will only pay for your stay in skilled nursing and rehab after a hospitalization, an inpatient hospital stay of at least 3 midnights, and then you will automatically be covered for that. How about that? All right, so I started talking about the different ways that you can pay for the high cost of senior care. And I left off on long-term care, so let's just talk about that for a second. So at this point... Look, the prices, they're just going wild. The prices just keep going up and up. There are a lot of different factors. The cost of staffing is just skyrocketing. You have to pay more and more for a quality caregiver, and guess what? The pool of available caregivers, it seems to be shrinking. We lost a ton of people in the business during and after COVID. And so the bottom line is, if you want the best people, you have to pay the most, and that's going to drive the cost up. Inflation drove everything up. The price of fuel drives everything up, et cetera, et cetera. So the cost is going crazy. And here's the bottom line on my opinion of long-term care insurance. I think it used to be it'd be great to have that. Now, frankly, if you're a financially responsible individual or family, I think it's a must-have now at this point. I think it's a gotta have. Otherwise, it's going to be pretty tough when you get to the point where you're going to need one of these senior care communities. So, if you listen to our old friend Dave Ramsey, and I love Dave, he's a fantastic guy. He says that you don't buy long-term care insurance until your 60th birthday, and he's got a lot of statistics and a lot of things that would back that up. With all due respect, I think the sweet spot for me is age 55 plus or minus 5 years. Okay, because here's the challenge with long-term care insurance. Every day that goes by and you get older and older, the odds of you being diagnosed with some sort of a medical issue become greater and greater. And you have to qualify for long-term care insurance with relatively good health. I said relatively, okay, but if you have a diagnosis of certain medical or maybe cognitive issues, you are going to be declined. And so I kind of like the idea of buying it just a little bit earlier than what Dave recommends, but I think either way would be okay. Just be aware of that. Okay, we have the Medicaid program that can help pay for the high cost of senior care. But I'm not going to go into a lot of Medicaid details today. But let me just say this. So the Medicaid program, I like to consider that a safety net. And the Medicaid program says that if you should outlive your assets and you need that nursing home level of care, then the Medicaid program is going to help pay for the majority of that cost of care. And that could be anywhere from $9,000 to $10,000 to $12,000 a month. So it's a fantastic benefit, but you have to literally be almost out of money to qualify for that. You have to have outlived your assets. So, for example, in the state of Kansas, you have to have liquid assets of no more than $2,000. So, yeah, I mean, you're almost broke, almost out of money. In the state of Missouri, it's just under $6,000. But the point is you've outlived your assets, and once you qualify, then they will – the Medicaid program, again, that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets, we'll pay for the majority of the cost of your care at a long-term care community. And then we have the VA aid and attendance benefit. And this is a fantastic benefit for our veterans, and it also extends to the surviving spouse of a veteran. You must require help with at least two activities of daily living. There's a service requirement and a financial requirement. So the service part of it, serve at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, at least one of those days during a period of war, and I'll cover that here in just a minute, not dishonorably discharged, okay? Anything but a dishonorable discharge is okay. Your income, your monthly income, must be less than the cost of care to receive that maximum benefit, and that's pretty easy to do because this, if you're staying in assisted living, it costs anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000. Most folks that I know of, their income is less than that. That's just an example. Liquid assets, now that's a 2024 number. They're just about ready to release 2025. I'll update the numbers here in the near future. But liquid assets of $155,356. I think that new number is going to be 159 something. I think it's going to be just under 160,000. But that's your liquid assets, not including your house and your car and all the stuff in your house. Then there's also a three-year look back. They don't want you giving away $1 million and then trying to qualify for the benefit. They want people who need the benefit and qualify for the benefit getting the benefit. So requiring assistance and paying for assistance with at least two activities of daily living. That would be bathing, dressing, mobility, transferring, eating, and toileting. And usually if you're receiving care, you're going to get help with at least a couple of those things. The official periods of war. World War II from December 7th, 1941, of course, all the way through December 31st of 1946. I have a lot of my clients served in World War II. Thank you for your service. A lot of my clients also served in the Korean War, June 27, 1950, through January 31, 1955. The Vietnam War, August the 5th, 1964, all the way through May the 7th, 1975. Now, you didn't have to fight in the war in a theater of battle. You didn't have to carry a weapon. You could have been in a logistics or another support type of a role for any of those periods of war. There is one exception. If you had boots on the ground in country in the Vietnam War, your period of war goes back to February 28th, 1961. Again, all the way through May 7th, 1975. So if you have questions, I refer all of my clients to the national headquarters of the VFW. They happen to be right downtown Kansas City. Let me give you their direct number. They have veteran service officers that will help you free of charge. Fill out all the paperwork, submit a clean claim, and get you qualified if you qualify. 816-968-1153. And after the break, I'll let you know what they will pay on a monthly basis.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCN. Big and exciting changes are underway.
We're expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the VA aid and attendance benefit. A single veteran, these are 2024 numbers. I will update all of this stuff here shortly when I got my hands on all the 2025 numbers. I just don't have them with me. I think they just released them. But a single veteran would receive a maximum of $2,300 per month. It's a lot a month. That's probably going to go up by about 3 or 4%. And then I'll just touch on one other category, a surviving spouse of a veteran who checks all the boxes on all the criteria that I just covered would receive $1,478 per month to help pay for the high cost of senior care. And again, those numbers are going to go up here very shortly. If you have questions, if you want to reach out to our friends at the national headquarters of the VFW, they just happen to be coincidentally right downtown Kansas City, 816-968-1153, and they'll help you free of charge. They're a really great group there. You don't have to be a member of the VFW to be helped. They're there to help all veterans and all families qualify for anything that they may qualify for, so they'll help you out. All right, so I was asked this by a listener a couple weeks ago. They said, hey, Steve, we need to either find an assisted living community or possibly long-term care community, but we don't want to pay that entrance fee. Do you think you get better care if you pay an entrance fee? Because, I mean, we're not totally against it, but, I mean, we'd rather not pay it. We could, but what do you think? What's your opinion on that? So I had to back up with it, and I thought if they have the question, then a lot of other people may have the same question. And I have been asked that question before. The only time you would pay an entrance fee is if you move into a continuing care retirement community and you would downsize from your home and move into the independent living part of that community. You'd be moving into an independent living apartment or a villa. Most of the inventory would be apartments. Most CCRCs do have an entrance fee, but there are quite a few that do not have entrance fees. But the point is, a continuing care retirement community has independent living, assisted living, and long-term care, all three offered. So if you're coming from outside of their community, going straight into assisted living or long-term care, and you're bypassing independent living, there is no entrance fee. And they did not understand that. So I had to explain all that to them. If you're selling your house, you're downsizing, you're moving into an independent living apartment in a CCRC, that's where an entrance fee may very well apply. All right, got another call from a really nice listener named Dave. Dave, thanks for listening. He explained that he went to the hospital. He went through the emergency room eventually. He said he came out with a grocery bag full of new medications. He was not convinced at all that he needed all of these new meds. The blood pressure medication that he had been on for years and years and years did a perfect job controlling his blood pressure. So why did all of these doctors who didn't know him at all prescribe all of these new and expensive medications? He went back to his primary care physician, and she said, oh, just go ahead and take them. And that was not the answer that he wanted to hear. So he called me. And I said, talk to your doctor, make your case, go back to your original medication. Just say, look, I've been on this such and such a blood pressure medicine for decades, and it works perfectly. Can I just go back on that? And he said, do I have a right to speak up for myself like that and to challenge a doctor like that? And I said, well, of course, sir. I said, it's your body. It's your health. Of course you have a right to do that. And if she says no, he said, then what should I do? And I'm like, find a new doctor. Find a more reasonable doctor who will listen to you and pay more attention to you. And if you need to change your meds for some reason, okay, then do that. But to be seen by a bunch of strangers that don't know you, who just arbitrarily go changing all these meds, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I would probably challenge that myself as well. Same thing happened to my grandmother many years ago. She took a baby aspirin and a supplement at 88 years old. She was in fantastic health. She had a really bad fall. She fractured her neck. She survived it. She was not paralyzed, but she went to the hospital, then a long stay in a rehab hospital. And then I got her and Grandpa moved to an assisted living community. About a month later, I get this bill for $5,000 for prescription medications for my grandmother, who took, before all of this, a baby aspirin and a supplement every day and a vitamin. $5,000. And then I discovered that when she went to the hospital, all of these different doctors saw her. And they said, oh, well, we need to do this and that and the other. And she went to a rehab hospital, and all these other doctors piled on all these other medications. No one's watching any of this. No one's managing it. And I get a bill for $5,000. I just blew my lid. I called her primary care physician, and I said, if it does not kill her to take her off of those meds, remove as many medications as you can. Leave the ones that she needs, but you got it. No human being should be taking a page and a half of medicine at $5,000 a month. He agreed, and we knocked it down. Wait, now they did discover a couple of issues that she has, so now she does have a new need for a couple of medications. But it was a couple hundred bucks a month. Come on, guys. So be really, really, really careful of that. Because that just happens all the time. And I think that's one of the failures of our healthcare system is no one is monitoring that. As it turns out, some of those medications for my grandma, they were contraindicated. So you shouldn't be taking this one if you're taking this one, is what that means. So, and guess what? Once we took her off of all those medicines, guess how she felt? Way better. They were totally messing her up. So, again, be an advocate for your loved one. Check these things out. I never told her that we paid $5,000 for her medicine. I honestly think she may have had a stroke or a heart attack. She would have been that upset about it. So advocate for your loved one. Don't assume anything. Check everything. Trust but verify. And if you see something like that, say something about it and get it fixed. All right. So, again, wanted to just share a few stories, some examples of senior care consulting clients. Who are senior care consulting clients? Because I get a lot of people commenting out there, oh, well, your service must just be for the wealthy. And I'm like, where in the hell do you get that? Where does that come from? Anyone can afford the services from Senior Care Consulting. And by the way, the reason we charge a flat fee for service is because we work directly for our clients and on their behalf in a fiduciary type of an approach. We don't receive reimbursement from any of the providers. This is as objective as it can possibly be. And that's why I say my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we offer a placement service with integrity. So I recently worked with a retired Marine, and he's also an IT guy. He's just a great guy, great guy. This is on behalf of his mom. She lives in a different state, and we needed to. He needed help identifying his top options in the Kansas City area, of course, on her behalf, and then he's going to help her get moved down here this spring. He listens to Senior Care Live. He likes the proactive approach that I talk about all the time on the program. And he said, hey, I'm the kind of guy that wants to be prepared. What you said about getting out ahead of the need, choosing a place in advance of needing it, and then just work out the wait list situation. He didn't want to wait until the last minute and then have to choose a place that is a second or third tier option. So he calls me at Senior Care Consulting, and we work together. And he said, I'm a little bit out ahead of it, but I hear you that, you know, the peak demand is January, February, and March. I'd like to get my mom moved up here maybe around March or so in the springtime. So let's get out ahead of that. So that is just one of the clients. I have some more stories to share with you coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I picked up things about believing in oneself and like having confidence, something I struggled with from time to time, just like having that self-value and self-worth, knowing that even if things don't go as planned all the time, there's always a way to bounce back.
William, did you ever struggle with your confidence?
All the time. Not only in my personal self, but even in the business, right? I think as an entrepreneur, you ask yourself, are you making the right decision? But what I've learned is if you believe in yourself, right, work hard at what you do, you will make the right decisions, all right? Even if they could be the wrong one at that time, I promise you it always works out.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Major update coming from Visa will soon mean when someone sends you money, you'll have access to your funds faster. Starting in April 2025, Visa's real-time money movement solution, Visa Direct, will improve the speed your money is available in your bank accounts here in the U.S. Whether splitting a bill with friends, moving money between accounts, receiving an insurance claim payout, or a worker accessing their earned wages, this change will ensure that funds are available in bank accounts within 1 minute or less, starting in April 2025. The improved speed and availability of Visa Direct's funds will improve how businesses and governments operate as well, enabling near immediate funds for everything from government disbursement payouts and healthcare payments to service industry tips. Visit Visa Direct's website to learn more about how Visa Direct is powering faster payments.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have questions? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to a few stories. I just felt motivated to share with you about, you know, who are senior care consulting clients and who calls us, and just give you a little idea about the really nice people that we work with. Everyone we work with, they're so nice. And the reason they work with us, I get this comment all the time now, and it's really getting a lot of traction. They'll call up and they say, "Steve, we're interested in your services, but tell me just right up front, do you get paid by the facilities that you recommend? Do you get any money from the facilities?" And I'm like, "Not a dime." And they said, "Good, we can continue to talk because we want someone who works for us directly." And I'm like, "Well, you're talking to the right guy." So I just thought, okay, let's talk about some of the folks. So recently I worked with a really nice lady who needed help fairly quickly. It's fairly quick turnaround. And she was caring for her father in her home. But he had some issues. He went to the hospital. Then he went to rehab. And she didn't think that he would be able to return back to her home. And so she's been his caregiver for years, but had reached a point where she could just not quite meet all of his needs that were beginning to increase. Pretty common situation. And so she sent me a message, and when I called her, here's how she answered the phone. She said, "Hello," and I said, "Hi, this is Steve Keeker." And she goes, "Steve Keeker, my hero." And I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, you just made my day. You made my whole month, maybe my whole year." She started laughing. And as it turns out, she's a former senior care consulting client where I helped her with placement of her mother several years ago. She said, "Steve, I need you again, and this time it's for my father." So she's a returning client, super nice lady. It was my honor to help her again with a second family member. And then recently worked with a very nice lady on behalf of her mom. Her mother was living in an assisted living community, but she was running out of money. She was getting close. And so we needed to get her mother qualified for Medicaid, and then find a long-term care community that was Medicaid certified that would work with her mom in a billing status of a Medicaid pending billing status. And we needed to do all of that yesterday, ASAP. So I was able to help her just perfectly through that whole process. And again, another very happy client. And speaking of Medicaid, I routinely receive referrals from elder law attorneys who have a client in their office. They're getting them qualified for Medicaid, and they're going to be needing a Medicaid-certified long-term care community. And I get calls all the time. And a lot of times, elder law attorneys will call me from their cell phone right there at the meeting and just put us on a speakerphone. We'll have a nice conversation there. But they're very happy to refer their clients because they know their client will be so well taken care of. And here's a bonus that a lot of people don't understand. The Senior Care Consulting, our placement fee, it's a flat fee for service. It's a reasonable flat fee for service. Guess what? That fee is considered an allowable expense while they're spending down on that spend down. So if they're spending down X dollars down to that Medicaid trigger, again, in Kansas, it's $2,000. In Missouri, it's just under $6,000. And all the states are pretty similar to all of that. But as they're spending down, part of that spend down can be used for the placement services at Senior Care Consulting. And it's an allowable expense. And so many people say, hey, if we can use this as part of our spend down and you can take this off my plate, when can we talk? Have at it. They want to make sure that they find the right place and the best place available for their loved one. So we work with a lot of our clients who are qualifying for Medicaid, either immediately or down the road a little ways. I recently worked with a really nice family on behalf of her father. He was a candidate for the assisted living level of care, but he had enough money to pay, we estimated, pay about 3 years or so. And again, with Senior Care Consulting, we'll help you estimate how long your money will last in different scenarios. I like to do these general, you know, financial projections. And then this helps us better plan for care. So what we did is we looked at assisted living that is also connected to long-term care, and that long-term care is Medicaid certified. And so here's the plan so that he would never have to move again. If he outlives his assets, he can stay in long-term care and qualify for Medicaid, never change his address. And then last but not least, I worked with just a wonderful couple. They were wanting to downsize from their large family home. They only used about 20% of that house, they figured out. They wanted to move to a continuing care retirement community, move into independent living, and then age in place so that assisted living would be available later on if and when they needed it. Long-term care would also be available. And again, they would never have to change their address. They wanted the peace of mind knowing they could get all of the care that they would ever need all at one place, age in place, and that's a very valuable situation. So if any of that is resonating with you, if you sound like one of our Senior Care Consulting clients, if you want to discuss our services, how we might be able to help you and your family, I would welcome you. Look, we offer a free consultation. I welcome you to give us a call at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. And now as we turn the page of 2024, our producer, Sean Floyd, is here. He's a dear friend of mine. Trust me, he makes me sound better than I do. Sean, do you have any plans for upcoming New Year's Eve here, New Year's Day?
Actually, it's going to be pretty tame and quiet this New Year's Eve because my wife will be working.
Okay.
And that's part of the role of being a first responder in the hospital. So
yep.
I think my daughter and I will just ring in the new year quietly
yep.
and wake up to it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Now, is she old enough to make it to midnight, or is she usually passed out a little before that?
Well, she's not old enough to make it to midnight. She probably can make it to midnight, but
Dad's going to shut it down at 9 or 10.
That's right.
All right, and watch the Nashville music note drop or, the, of course, the ball drop in New York.
I'll just show it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Former President Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. Laura Winters reports from Georgia.
The announcement of his passing coming from the Carter Center here in Atlanta, where people from all across the country and the world visit the museum honoring the 39th President of the United States.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
For close to 2 years now, Carter, under hospice care in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where there are all sorts of small shops that sell postcards and political buttons and, of course, peanut statues, as Carter was a farmer. At 100, Carter, the longest living president in U.S. history. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The former president and his wife, Rosalind, were the longest married presidential couple in American history.
The Carters were married for more than 76 years, longer than any other presidential couple. Throughout their marriage, Jimmy and Rosalind read the Bible together aloud each night. They lived in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up.
White House correspondent Greg Clexton, Mexico developing a cell phone app that will allow illegal immigrants in the U.S. to inform family and local consulates if they think they're about to be detained or deported. This according to Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs. The app's expected to become available in January as President Trump, who has pledged to launch mass deportations of illegals living in the U.S. on day one of his second term, takes office. According to a new poll, a majority of U.S. adults intend to celebrate New Year's Eve at home. A new AP poll finds nearly 2 in 10 adults will be celebrating at a friend or family member's home. Just 5% plan to go out to celebrate at a bar, restaurant, or organized event. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Dozens of massive data centers are consuming more electricity than all of the urban homes in Ireland. And that's causing some problems.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
Oldest living survivor, the attack on Pearl Harbor, has died. Warren Upton passed away on Christmas Day at the age of 105. News and analysis at townhall.com. America's cable TV news channels are experiencing different fortunes after President Trump's victory in the 2024 presidential election.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
Washington State authorities say two men who were searching for Sasquatch or Bigfoot have been found dead in the forest. Sheriff's office says the two men from Portland went out hiking last week. They had planned to return home on Christmas Eve, but when they didn't, the family reported them missing. The sheriff's office says they appear to have died from exposure. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend edition of our program. It's the radio version. We have podcasts throughout the week, and this radio program becomes a podcast on Monday mornings, but many of you may be listening live during the initial broadcast, and we welcome you aboard. 877-726-8255, our number. As usual, the subject, Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you is my mission statement every weekend. And so we've got lots and lots of interesting stories for you. We're going to talk about toxic condoms. You've heard of toxic tampons. Well, now condoms are in the spotlight in terms of toxic ingredients. We'll also talk about how a commonly used diabetes medication may slow the progression of aging. And we got lots more to discuss. We'll talk about some of the new devices that purport to give you a blood pressure reading, wrist-worn devices, with the advantage that they are continuous, because if you sit down under ideal conditions from time to time and get your blood pressure checked, that may not reflect blood pressure fluctuations that occur throughout the day. And so the great hope, the holy grail of wearables, is a convenient wrist device that can measure your blood pressure continuously throughout the day. Just like those continuous glucose monitors, it'll yield blood pressure readings. We'll talk about progress towards that. Lots more to cover, including your questions. If you call 877-726-8255 during the program or any time during the week, you can record a question or a comment during the program. We'll take your call live on the air. So,
big story that's circulating this week, dead butt syndrome. It's highly likely that if you're listening to this program, you may have dead butt syndrome. Unbeknownst to you, you may have it. They say that sitting is the new smoking. It increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes. But when it comes to your musculoskeletal system, there's a potentially serious problem that can arise from excessive sitting. And the more formal name for dead butt syndrome is, quote, gluteal amnesia. Like you forgot about your butt. But what it actually has to do with is the fact that not only do muscles atrophy when you don't use them, they tend to get weak, but if you sit a lot and you don't activate your gluteal muscles, those big muscles in your buttocks, the brain connections that habitually activate muscles actually decrease, and you lose muscle memory. In effect, the brain loses the ability to activate those muscles, and this can cause some critical problems. There's a big article in the New York Times about this, and it's a pretty good article. An expert, Jane Conitis, who's a specialist in physical medicine and rehab at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, says, quote, "The gluteus maximus is one of the strongest muscles in the body and the biggest shock absorbers." Now, gluteus maximus muscle is obviously important for standing, because if you had no gluteus muscles, you wouldn't be able to stand upright. So many people can stand, many people can walk, they can even run. But she said if the gluteus is not working properly, it can cause a domino chain of issues from hamstring tears and sciatica to shin splints and arthritis in the knees. And especially, it can cause back problems. And I have to say that when it comes to gluteal amnesia, in the early part of my life, I was a setup for dead butt syndrome because I was working hard. I was sitting many hours of the day, seeing patients, broadcasting. A lot of my time was spent sitting, and the sum total of my exercise was running. Running because it's ultra efficient. You can run for 30, 45 minutes or an hour, and you can get a pretty good workout. But it turns out that, strangely enough, running is not that great for your, for strengthening your gluteal muscles. And so, early in my life, in my 30s and 40s, I experienced back problems, and it's only now that I'm playing catch-up ball to restore the strength of my gluteal muscles. Dr. Conitis is quoted as saying that the pain can especially impact runners and rotational athletes like golfers and tennis players. And little known fact, Tiger Woods has been forced to bow out of competitions because of the condition. And the problem is that some of that lost capacity may be irretrievable. Once your muscles are weaker and the connections lost, you may not be able to get that back. And indeed, as you age, the narrowing of the outlets in your spine can cause reduction in nerve transmission to activate the gluteal muscles. Progressive spinal stenosis may make it worse. So the thing is that sitting, obviously you're supported and your gluteal muscles aren't activated at all. And so the suggestion is that you avoid long periods of sitting, or at least if you have to sit, get up at the very least and walk around, maybe do some squats, do some exercises that cause your gluteals to be activated. And I've been doing this religiously in the past few years. One of the best exercises is called the glute bridge, in which you form a bridge lying on your back with your knees bent and supporting yourself, and then you lift yourself up to create kind of a bridge, hoisting your hips into the air. And it's best if you hold that position. You can do a lot of repetitions, but you can also hold that position for various amounts of time. You could even put some light weights on your abdomen or on your pelvis to make it a little harder. When your hips are off the ground, you should engage your cheek muscles, and you can kind of feel that. You can feel the squeeze of your butt muscles, and you should feel a little bit of the burn, harkening back to Jane Fonda days. You can do hip circles or squats. You can do clamshells. You can do side planks, also helps. So even if you walk or run regularly, don't assume that your glutes are strong. Work on your glutes to prevent this dread condition, which can impair your mobility and, really undermine the quality of your life, because back pain, virtually universal, and once you develop dead butt syndrome, it's hard to revive a dead butt. Gluteal amnesia may be a condition that's hard to come back from. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Need a boost to get through another crazy holiday season? Get the energy you need and fight seasonal fatigue with NT Factor's holiday sale. From now through January 1st, get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of Patmint Energy with NT Factor free. That's a $36 value. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor's exclusive formula reduces fatigue by almost half and helps reduce some of the unwanted effects of aging. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of Patented Energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend and hopefully providing you with news you can use when it comes to health. 877-726-8255 gets you the opportunity to record a question. And let's hear one of those questions.
Is there a limit on how many years you should take Prolia? I've been taking it for 5 years, and according to the DEXA scan, I haven't improved any, but they want me to continue taking it forever. And I wondered what your opinion was on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, so Prolia is one of a relatively new category of osteoporosis drugs, and it's a drug that is what's called a rankle inhibitor. Okay, and it actually works in effect on the inflammatory pathways that cause bone to deteriorate. And there's some natural rankle inhibitors. Hops is a natural rankle inhibitor. And so too are certain herbs. But this is a powerful blocker of the rankle pathway. And it has been shown to slow the progression of osteoporosis and maybe in some cases increase bone density. You haven't had much success with it, but maybe the takeaway is that you've halted the progression of bone loss. You know, bone loss is progressive. It occurs naturally as you age. And the fact that over 5 years your bone hasn't deteriorated further is a good sign, although it doesn't suggest a failure of therapy. It just suggests that the therapy wasn't strong enough to increase your bone density. So the big question, though, is how long can you take this medication? And the concern is that certain osteoporosis medications, and I'm thinking of previous types like Actonil, Boniva, Fosamax, they do slow the progression of osteoporosis. But it's been shown that over time, if you use them for too long, and the threshold is about anywhere from 4 to 6 years, downsides may outweigh the benefits, because what you're creating bone, but you may be creating brittle bone. So there's some people who've been on these medications for 10, 12 years in the past.
Now doctors are cautious about long-term administration of those medications because there's an increased incidence of what are called pathological fractures, fractures that occur when somebody just steps off a curb, you know, and the bone is brittle. It may appear stronger on a DEXA, but that doesn't mean that the bone has better architecture and is stronger. It just means that it lights up more on the DEXA scan. So DEXA is not a perfect way of determining if your bone is better. Okay, so this new raft of medications, so there's some copycat medications in addition to Prolia. They were introduced in 2010. So that means we don't have that much experience in the use of these medications. So there was a caution flag over the use of these medications at first. It was like, oh, you know, we can use them for 2 years. And then they said, oh, it seems okay. Let's use it for 5 years. And when these medications are launched, they're launched on the basis of studies that are usually relatively short-term studies. Because if it took like 20 years to get a drug to the market, well, that wouldn't be very practical. So short-term studies said that it increased bone density, and they didn't spot any adverse side effects. But now they have what are called post-marketing studies. In other words, they look at people who've been on this drug for 5, 8, 10 years. And there's a new report which answers that question. And what it has found is that there's a new study. It's called the Freedom Extension Study. In this study, Prolia treatment, it produced progressive increases in bone mineral density. Well, it didn't for you, but on average it did. There were lower rates of vertebral fracture, and there were reductions in non-vertebral fracture. That would be probably hip fractures. And there was no evidence that there was any adverse side effects. Now, these things work on the immune system in some ways, so maybe thought was like maybe they would put people at higher risk for cancer or infections. But there was also no evidence that the action of the medication caused bad bone to develop. There's also a side effect associated with the previous medications, which is a nasty one, osteonecrosis of the jaw, where the jawbone actually softens and you can get horrible deterioration of your jawbone. That happens infrequently with bisphosphonates, but it's a terrible side effect. Well, it didn't seem to occur. Also, there weren't what are called atypical femoral fractures. So this is now accepted. And we don't know if you can go beyond 10 years. What would happen if you're on 15, 20 years? I think doctors should be cautious about prescribing it for very long. Indefinitely, I'm not sure. More than 5 years, probably safe and okay. Here's the problem, though, with these medications. When you stop them, there's a rebound. There's a rapid, rapid acceleration of your bone loss. And therefore, there's kind of a warning on these medications that once you stop, you got to go on another medication, usually a bisphosphonate-type medication. And so that's, I think, the issue. You know, I think you should keep abreast of the news about the safety and effectiveness of this medication as you go, you know, 8, 10 years down the line. And by then, there may be even better osteoporosis medications. But you should be doing all the other things that help bone, you know, weight-bearing exercise, vitamin D, vitamin K. You know, these are some of the things that can also help bone density along with these medications. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data.
This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocer, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, number 877-726-8255. We'll take some of those recorded calls in a few minutes. But let's talk about high blood pressure. High blood pressure, why is it bad? Well, high blood pressure can be a sign of cardiovascular risk because it actually reflects the state of your arteries, and high blood pressure may be associated with a higher risk of strokes and heart attacks. Uncontrolled high blood pressure weakens the heart. It can increase the risk for heart failure as the heart muscle works harder and harder to pump blood against a gradient with hypertension. It enlarges the heart, and then you get a weakened heart, and so congestive heart failure can develop. It damages the kidneys, and especially in associated with high blood sugar, double trouble for the kidneys is a major reason for the need for dialysis. So treating blood pressure is important. And of course, we prefer a lifestyle approach to high blood pressure. A new study shares some alarming statistics about high blood pressure. More than half of U.S. adults with uncontrolled hypertension are unaware they have high blood pressure in the first place. And furthermore, even with those who are on treatment, they're taking blood pressure medication. More than two-thirds of those have blood pressure that is still not adequately controlled. And the problem is particularly bad for younger individuals with high blood pressures. They say our results were especially striking for people between the ages of 18 and 44, young people. Because ordinarily you don't think of blood pressure as a concern when you're young. 93% of them were unaware that they had hypertension. So we really need better ways to find out if people have high blood pressure. You know, if you don't go to a doctor, you're not going to find out if you have high blood pressure. And even if you do go to a doctor, maybe your blood pressure is a little borderline. It's like, well, that's white coat syndrome. We'll ignore that for now. But you can measure at home, but it's kind of cumbersome. The devices that are used at home are arm cuffs, and they're usually idiot-proof, but they are prone to error. A recent study showed that a lot of these don't work when people have very skinny arms or very big arms because the cuff is the inappropriate size. It's not like getting your blood pressure checked professionally. Plus, there are a lot of ways that you can mess up a determination of blood pressure. We'll talk about some of those ways. So wouldn't it be cool if you had a wrist device that could check your blood pressure, not just once in a while, but continuously through the day? Maybe you could get a graph of your blood pressure. So maybe, you know, when you're ultra chill and relaxed, it's okay. But maybe, say, if you have sleep apnea, that's a stress. Sometimes people have high blood pressure overnight because they have breathing problems. And sometimes people are fine, you know, say over the weekend, but when they're in traffic or they're in the office and they're under stressful circumstances, their blood pressure soars. So it'd be nice to have a wrist device. Well, so far these wrist devices have not really panned out. They're pretty inaccurate. And they're being sold, but they're really not accurate. And so the promise and the hope, and I've been looking for this, I'm a fan of the Apple Watch. I use it. I use it to chart my athletic activities and to, you know, check my pulse. It's fine for checking your pulse. They also have an alarm if you have an arrhythmia, cardiac arrhythmia. So the Apple Watch. There were some rumors that the Apple Watch was going to have a continuous glucose monitor. That would be really cool, right? You know, you wouldn't have to stick yourself with, like, a device, a CGM, you know, put into your skin that has a little needle. It's somewhat a little invasive, but, you know, still pretty accurate for checking blood sugar. Wouldn't it be great if you could do it with your wrist? Well, the technology is emerging, but they haven't gotten it to the point where they're going to get FDA approval, because it's an important consideration. I mean, you know, something that's inaccurate, gives you bad readings, that's not safe. They've also talked about, and there were some rumors that the Apple Watch 10, the latest iteration coming out this fall, was going to be able to check blood pressure accurately. No, so far, not. It will check blood pressure. There's some apps where you can attach your Apple Watch to a cuff, and then, you know, you can read it on your Apple Watch. But that's not really like having it an independent wrist measurement of your blood pressure. So I have here in front of me a scientific article dated September 2023. And it says here, continuous monitoring of blood pressure has important clinical value for the early diagnosis and prevention of cardiovascular disease. Okay, you know that. However, existing technologies for wearable continuous blood pressure monitoring are usually inaccurate, rely on subject-specific calibration. In other words, you got to go to the doctor's office, make sure that they really work, you know, check against a professional blood pressure reading to see if they are good. And this limits their practical application. Here, these researchers report that they've developed to implement continuous blood pressure monitoring for new subjects. So, and they describe the technology. It's dual photoplethysmography sensors worn on the wrist. With custom-made interface sensors to detect the wearing contact pressure and skin temperature, because all these things vary from person to person. Machine learning algorithm to estimate continuous blood pressure in real time, very high tech. This proposed wearable device enables continuous blood pressure monitoring with good generalizability across individuals and demonstrates promising potential in personal healthcare applications. So coming down the pike are new methods to check for high blood pressure using a continuous monitor, and look for this to hit the marketplace in the next year or two. It's kind of interesting, but advice if you're checking your blood pressure, you know, they say here there's a lot of things you need to do to get an accurate blood pressure reading. First of all, avoid coffee, tobacco products, and exercise for 30 minutes before taking your blood pressure. Also, make sure you've used the bathroom. And also, sit still for 5 minutes before getting started. Now, who does that in a doctor's office? Really, they just rush you in, and maybe you're a little stressed, and you're maybe worried about, you know, whether it's going to take a long time, you're going to have to pay extra for parking, or whatever's on your mind that day. Choose which arm you'll use, because it should be consistent. One arm, you know, there's a difference between arms. Sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Position your chair so you have a flat surface right in front of you, but don't lay your arm down. Place your elbow onto the table and have the cuff not above your heart, but not below your heart. In other words, don't dangle your arm down. And relax and stay in position. And don't talk. Don't talk. You know, like if you want to engage in banter with the doctor or the nurse, no, don't do that. So there's a lot of ways that can go wrong. And this new technology, I think, is very promising. I think it's going to happen. I think ultimately it's going to happen because it just takes a while for these things to work through approvals. And then also there's like all kinds of patent things that have to get shaken out, and ultimately we'll have wearable devices that will give us continuous blood sugar and blood pressure readings reliably so that we won't miss people with hypertension. Did you know, folks, that it is World Mitochondrial Disease Week? There are people who have usually genetic faulty mitochondria, and they are weak, tired, they age more rapidly. They have all kinds of problems. They have heart problems. Virtually every organ of the body is affected by mitochondrial disease. They're extremely weak, and they die young. So that's a very small percentage of the population. These diseases are relatively rare. But many of us, as we age, have a decline in our mitochondrial function. So if you're tired, frequently in a state of fatigue, well, our cellular health, which centers around the energy production of the mitochondria, may decline as early as the age of 25. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. Cellular damage is a primary cause of biological aging. could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your mitochondria, NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. So we're talking about lipid replacement therapy via NT-factor, which is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. And if you're older, it could give you back the energy, vitality, focus, and cognitive functions of people half your age. The brain is very active energetically. It depends on the mitochondria. If you're young, this tool may optimize your energy and production and even your athletic performance. I've been using NT-factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So to learn more about the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to their website, find out about their full product offerings. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. I use the powder. I put it in my shakes. So, yeah, this is about another anti-aging strategy, metformin. Metformin has been touted as an anti-aging medication. It's a diabetes medication. And there's currently a study at my alma mater, my med school, by Dr. Mir Barzilay. He's an anti-aging researcher, looking at the potential for metformin to slow aging. And there's a promising study. This study done in animals just came out. A low-cost diabetes drug slows aging in male monkeys and is particularly effective at delaying the effects of aging on the brain. That drug is metformin. Okay, it's a diabetes drug. Well, how does it work? It may improve blood sugar, but that's not the only way that it seems to impact the aging process. It's not even exactly clear how it slows the process of aging. An ongoing study is called the TAME trial, a series of nationwide six-year clinical trials at 14 leading research institutions across the country. Will engage over 3,000 individuals from the ages of 65 to 79. The results may arrive within the next couple of years, and we'll know more about whether metformin really has the potential not just to help with insulin resistance and diabetes, but also with the aging process itself. So personally, I haven't made the choice to start taking metformin as an anti-aging medication, but I'm anxiously awaiting the results of these studies, which may show that it has benefits on aging. Certainly has potentially anti-cancer benefits. That's been shown in certain hormonal cancers like prostate cancer, breast cancer, perhaps others. So metformin may be repurposed as an anti-aging drug if these studies pan out. 877-726-8255, our number. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Can download whether it's an iPhone or an Android. It provides you activity tracking, whether it's kilometers, steps, calories, GPS sport mode, sleep. It's got an SpO2, which is, of course, the percentage of your oxygen in your blood. And it also has community steps. So you actually compete against other people weekly on how many steps you do.
Do a search online for Sequence Solar Charger Smartwatch to check it out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you to record a question. Let's hear one of those.
I have a question about, I had a colonoscopy done, and the doctor found, and I want your opinion, and this is the size, it's 2 mm cecil cyst. And I was just wondering your opinion if I should be concerned. She did say to me that she's having it analyzed and she'll let me know, but I just wanted your information. What does the word cecil, is it S-E-S-S-I-L-E, polyp mean, and if I should be concerned if they found that?
Okay, so when you get a colonoscopy, you know, obviously they're looking for cancer, but they're also looking for the presence of polyps. And, you know, one of the advantages of colonoscopy over some of the other methods of detection is that they can go in there and they can snip out a sample and see if something is cancerous or if it's just an adenoma. Now, oma means growth. An adenoma is not per se cancerous, but it might be benign or it might be precancerous. So there's different types of adenomas. Some of them have a higher potential to develop cancer. And it depends on the pathology. So, like, you know, they're going to sit and slice it and dice it, look at it under a microscope and analyze it. It also depends on the location, but importantly, it depends on the size. So if you have a large adenoma, what you have is what's called a sessile adenoma, which means it's flat. Okay, it's not like a big, you know, mountainous growth. So it's very flat. It's like a small, you know, it could be like a very low hill, you know, barely even a hill. And 2 millimeters, you know, if you translate to the metric system, it's very small. It's like less than a quarter of an inch above the surface of the intestinal wall. So when you have these, they sometimes say, well, since you're a polyp former, it suggests that maybe you could be at higher risk for colon cancer, so maybe we'll accelerate your schedule. You know, instead of having you come back in, you know, 5 or 8 or 10 years, we'll have you come back every 3 years or every 5 years to see if anything else has developed. Usually it's very slow growing and unlikely something's going to develop into colon cancer in just a year or two. There's also different types of polyps. There are villous adenomas. They have a hairy appearance. There are serrated ones. They have like rough edges. That's maybe not a good sign. There are tubular adenomas that kind of stick out like a tube. And then there are the sessile ones that are, you know, just tend to be smooth and have, you know, just protrude like a very small distance from the wall of the intestine. And here's the statistics. I actually looked it up for this question because I got it in advance. If it's less, let's say it's over 20 millimeters, you know, that's 10 times the distance, 1 out of 40 risk of developing cancer eventually. But as the size goes down, and you had it taken out anyway to reduce the danger, if it's under 5 millimeters, you have a 1 in 42,000 risk of developing colon cancer. Okay? So, yeah, the risk is very low. It's a precaution that they took it out. It's not going to be a problem. So, you know, some of the things you could do, adopt a diet that is high in polyphenols, take supplements like curcumin. There's actually some evidence that taking an aspirin may reduce the risk of colon cancer. But since you have a very low risk of colon cancer because of this very small polyp, I'm not sure if it's worth the risk of gastrointestinal bleeding. Moving your bowels, you know, having constipation is a risk factor for colon cancer. So I would not worry too much about a high risk for colon cancer. Okay, as we near the end of this hour, looking forward to the next hour, some of the stories that we're going to pick up next hour. If you had to do just 3 tests for your risk of cardiovascular disease, what would those be? We'll also look at quercetin. Is it really good for chronic nasal congestion? We'll talk about a report on which are the most popular herbal supplements. And, well, you've heard of toxic tampons. We're going to talk about toxic Trojan condoms. All that coming up next hour. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-825 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and...
Attention veterans! Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. ...96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. President Trump is offering his condolences to the family of Jimmy Carter.
President-elect Donald Trump taking to his social media platform Truth Social, reacting to the passing of former President Carter, saying the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country, and he did everything in his power to improve the lives of all Americans. For that, we all owe him a debt of gratitude. Trump goes on to write, "Melania and I are thinking warmly of the Carter family and their loved ones during this difficult time. We urge everyone to keep them in their hearts and prayers." Laura Winters, Atlanta, Georgia.
Newly released pictures show then-Vice President Joe Biden meeting some of his son Hunter Biden's Chinese business partners during an unofficial visit to the country, as well as Hunter meeting Chinese President Xi Jinping and other senior officials. Now that Joe Biden is on his way out of office and his son Hunter has been pardoned for all acts dating back to 2014, the National Archives and Records Administration is finally releasing the images after a public records request from conservative legal group America First Legal. The images are notable because Joe Biden repeatedly said he never had any business-related contact with his son. President Trump has pressed for voting changes before and after his reelection to the White House.
Republicans plan to move quickly in their effort to overhaul the nation's voting procedures, seeing an opportunity with control of the White House and both chambers of Congress to push through long-sought changes that include voter ID and proof of citizenship requirements. In the new year, Republicans will be under pressure to address Mr. Trump's desires to change how elections are run in the U.S., something he continues to promote even after his win in November. Republicans are likely to face opposition from Democrats and have little wiggle room with their narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now with an important...
If pain is affecting your life, I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Just takes a a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
El Salvador's Congress has approved a law that would lift the country's 7-year-old ban on mining for metals.
The law recently passed on a 57-3 vote. It would allow mining everywhere except nature reserves and sensitive watersheds. The law bans the use of toxic mercury in gold mining and would require private companies to enter a type of joint venture with the government to open mines.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Environmentalists oppose the resumption of mining. New York City's Guardian Angels will resume patrolling the city's subway system after a Guatemalan illegal immigrant was seen on video burning a woman alive, killing her on a Brooklyn subway car December 22nd. Three-person patrols will now resume walking through the subway cars, which is something the group says police no longer do. The currently 150-member-strong group last patrolled subway trains during anti-Asian hate attacks in 2020. News and analysis at townhall.com. Retail chain Big Lots reaches a deal to keep hundreds of its stores open. Julie Walker has more on the story.
Big Lots says it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, a firm specializing in distressed companies, which will then transfer the assets to other retailers. Variety Wholesalers, which owns more than 400 discount stores, plans to acquire up to that many Big Lots stores and operate them under the Big Lots brand. When it filed for bankruptcy, Big Lots said inflation and high interest rates caused consumers to pull back on purchases of home and seasonal products, two categories Big Lots depend on. I'm Julie Walker.
At least four people have died after severe storms made their way across the South over the weekend. More than 30 tornadoes reported over the weekend in Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Podcast.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we begin with the New Year's Eve episode of the Jack Benny program. And after that, we continue our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, the Meg's Palace Matter, with Bob Bailey joined by Virginia Gregg as Meg. Well, Jack Benny first came to radio full-time in 1932, and for most of the time he worked for NBC. Until the beginning of 1949, though, when CBS President William S. Paley stole Jack away from that network. It was part of a larger talent grab that also included Bing Crosby, Bergen and McCarthy, Burns and Allen, and others. It was all about tax breaks. You see, Paley's accountants had discovered a loophole in the tax code, which allowed big-earning artists to save millions of dollars. At the time, performers were assessed a whopping 77% tax on all personal earnings over $70,000. But by incorporating themselves as a business and selling the show to the network, they would only pay 25%. All right, as I said, this is a New Year's Eve-themed episode. It originally played back on the final day of the year, 1950.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a few short hours, it will be 1951, and another year will have passed into history. Yes, as the saying goes, time and tide wait for no man. So now we bring you a man who hasn't tried his luck with tide, but who has licked time, and here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. Now, Don, step away from the microphone and let Phil get on.
But, Jack...
Don, I said step away from the microphone and let Phil on.
But, Jack, why do you want Phil on so early?
Because this is New Year's Eve, and if we don't get him on fast, we may not have him at all. Believe me.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. I heard what you said, and that may be true of the old Phil Harris. Harris the ne'er-do-well.
I see.
But I want you to know that the leopard has changed his spots.
Really, Phil?
Yes. For the year 1951, I'm going to be a new man. I'm going to spend more time around the house, devote myself to gardening. And who knows, someday my petunia bed may be the envy of the entire community.
Phil,
there is nothing more soul-satisfying than planting a seed. Watching the little plant push its tender leaves through Mother Earth and blossom into a fragrant flower.
Phil, let me look at something there, will you?
A colorful bloom lifting its dew-kissed petals toward the warmth of the morning sun. Nature in all its glory.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Phil! You've got a script from Life Can Be Beautiful.
Oh.
Here's our script.
Well, here I am a bum again.
Yeah.
Jackson, tonight are we...
Wait till I walk back to my microphone.
Now cut that out!
Musicians.
Jack, they were whistling at me.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mary.
Happy New Year, Don.
Same to you, Mary.
Happy New Year, Phil. Phil, what are you daydreaming about?
Have you noticed the rich crimson colors of the poinsettias this year?
Phil, put down that script.
What script? I'm auditioning for a seed company.
Well, not now. We have a very special sketch to do tonight.
Oh, Jack. What? I got a letter from Mama this morning, and she wants me to thank you for the Christmas present you sent her.
Oh, good. Your mother, huh? What does the Harriet Craig of Plainfield have to say?
I've got it right here. I'll read it to you. My darling daughter, Mary, just a few lines to let you know that we had a wonderful Christmas and hope you had the same. Yeah. Please thank Jack for the present he sent us. It brightened up our whole Christmas.
What did he send them, Mary?
A light bulb.
60 watts.
Tell Jack we appreciate it very much, and it goes for the socket he sent us last year.
Yeah.
We had the whole family here for dinner on Christmas Day. And your cousin Martha came with her new husband, who is quite famous. He once wrote Lincoln's Gettysburg Address on the head of a pin.
Well.
I know a lot of people have done it before, but he's the only one who ever did it with a typewriter.
Well, now that's ridiculous. What else, Mary?
We've had a terrible cold spell and has been causing a lot of damage on the farm. For the last few weeks, we've been getting nothing but broken eggs.
Broken eggs?
The ground is so cold, the hens are laying them standing up.
Gee. Your mother's really going tonight, isn't she?
No other news, so we're closed now. Wishing you and Jack a very happy New Year. Your loving mother, Mama.
Say, Mary.
Wait a minute, Jack, there's more.
Oh.
Yes. Mary, I heard the program where you said grass rake instead of grease rag. Mm-hmm. How could you make a mistake like that when your sister Babe runs one?
You know, Mary, one thing about your mother. Come in. Well, look who's here. Well, hello, Dennis.
Do you mind if I sing my song right away? I'm in a hurry.
In a hurry? What for?
This is New Year's Eve, bub. I gotta keep rolling.
What?
Wanna have a quick one with me, Phil?
Dennis!
Step aside, kid.
Dennis, what's come over you?
Pucker up, Liv. I'm gonna hang one on you.
Dennis. Dennis. What happened to you?
When I got off the bus, I bumped my head.
Oh.
It feels so good. I hope I can get the same bus going home.
I hope so.
It was a sunset bus.
Look, look, Dennis.
Once I did it on the Wiltshire bus. What a hangover.
All right, all right. Now, hold it. Dennis, what did you say when you first came in here?
Oh, I said, can I sing my song now? I'm in a hurry.
Look, kid, I heard your song at rehearsal and the orchestra was out of tune.
Hold it, Scrooge. Hold it.
Scrooge?
Look, Jackson, you can stop being sarcastic because in 1951, I'm making a lot of changes to improve the band. I'm adding some new musicians.
Really?
Yep. I'm adding another pianist, two violinists, a clarinetist, a harpist, and a chiropodist.
A chiropodist?
Yep. He was with Guy Lombardo for 3 years, 2 years with Wayne King, 4 years with Kay Kaiser.
Phil, a chiropodist is someone who works on people's feet.
He is?
Certainly. Don't you ask questions?
Jackson, when a fella tells you he's Petrillo's cousin, we band leaders don't pin him down.
Oh. Well, Phil, this new man will have a picnic with your band. They never wear shoes anyway. How they can snap their toes when they roll those dice is beyond me. You know, boys, Phil, these boys of yours are absolutely amazing. But lucky for you, the phone rang because I had three more that were pips in here. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Barry, this is Rochester.
Rochester, I didn't expect to hear from you. I gave you New Year's Eve off. Are you at home?
No, I'm just reporting in from Central Avenue.
Oh, you've already started your evening, huh? Well, where are you now?
Well, right now I'm at the Esquire Club, but we've got a lot more places to go before midnight.
More nightclubs?
Yeah, and you ought to see the way me and my friends are dressed. Top hat, white tie, and track shoes.
Track shoes?
This is New Year's Eve. We can't waste time in transit.
Oh.
We came in this club so fast we spiked the doorman.
Well, Rochester, I hope you have a real good time tonight. Are you with Susie?
No, I'm with Eloise.
Eloise? Hey, she's a new one, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, you like her, huh?
Boss, when she smiles, she looks like a Los Angeles landlord the day they signed D-Control.
Oh.
Bad living again, eh?
Never mind that. Now, look, Rochester, as I said before, I want you to have a lot of fun tonight, but don't overdo it. When do you think this party will end?
Well, there's no set time, boss. People just go home as their birthdays come up.
What?
Mine's in June, so don't wait up for me.
Oh, no, you don't. You'll be back home tomorrow, and that's final. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rochester.
You're listening to the Jack Benny Program. We'll be back with more right after this.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Let's get back to the Jack Benny program on WIN Radio 1.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I started to say, since this is New Year's Eve, we are going to revive an old custom and present our New Year's fantasy entitled The New Tenant, or Goodbye 50, Hello 51. Now, I will play the part of the old year, 1950. And Don, you will be the world.
Oh, Jack, every time you do one of these fantasies, you make me play the world. Just once, I'd like to be the little New Year.
You play the part of the little New Year? Don, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? Why? I could wear a diaper, couldn't I?
Don, you not only can't wear a diaper now, but there's a great element of doubt in my mind that you ever could. So you'll play the part of the world. Just come dressed in your latitudes. Or if it's cold, wear your longitudes. Now, let's see.
Jack.
What?
How come you're getting most of the jokes in the program today?
My writer did that instead of buying me a Christmas present. Cheap guys. Now, Phil, you will play the part of Uncle Sam, and Mary, you'll be Uncle Sam's wife, Columbia. Now, you and Uncle Sam have 48 children.
48 children?
Wait till Alice hears about this.
It's only a play. Now, Dennis, I have a very difficult part for you.
We have?
Yes, you will be several of the foreign countries in the United Nations, such as France.
Oui, oui.
England.
Rather.
Mexico.
Buenas noches, señor.
And Russia.
How do you do?
Now, Dennis, this is a very serious play, so let's get started. As the curtain rises, the old year, 1950, is in his room packing, and Columbia is helping him. Curtain. Music. Oh, Columbia. Columbia, will you come here a minute, please?
Well, what do you want, 1950?
Give me a hand with my packing, will you? Got to get out of here by midnight and make room for the new tenant.
Oh, yes. Little 51 will be here soon.
Yep.
soon as I'm packed, I'll be on my way. Sure wish I could take that television set with me.
Why?
That Faye Emerson. Wow! Say, Columbia, where's your husband, Uncle Sam? Like say goodbye to him.
Oh, he's meeting with the UN again. There's so many things for him to straighten out these days.
Yeah, but Sam's been in a lot of tough situations before, and he's always come out all right. Well, almost got the suitcase filled. Now, let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, I want to take some of this music. Irene, good night, Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. Yep, going to take that one with me. If Irene don't want to go to sleep, why force her? Now, let's see. Yep. Yes, I got about everything.
Hiya, Rube.
Hiya.
What was that?
Oh, one of them flying saucers. Now, let's see. Yes, sirree. Guess I've packed about everything. Well, look who's here. It's Uncle Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Howdy, Columbia. I just dropped in to say goodbye to 1950.
Right nice of you, Sam, coming to say goodbye to me, considering all the trouble I gave you.
Yep, you've sure been in a rough year.
Well, I know I made some mistakes, but...
Mistakes? Right off the bat, you froze up my son, Florida. Then you practically ruined me with the coal and railroad strikes. And, brother, what you done to Notre Dame?
Be too hard on 50, Sam. He did his best.
Well, thanks, Columbia. Cried anyway. Well, I better get going.
Say, don't forget to say goodbye to my 48 kids.
I won't. They're my favorite little... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Columbia, how come you're sitting there knitting?
Oh, ain't she told you?
Told me what?
We're expecting two more, Hawaii and Alaska.
Where?
Kind of tough knitting woolen underwear and grass skirts at the same time.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Hello, everybody.
Well, well, if it ain't the world.
Hello, world. How's the universe treating you?
No, I don't know.
Say, world, you don't look too happy.
Well, I haven't been feeling so well lately. You remember how sick I was from 1914 to 1918?
Uh-huh.
Then I had a relapse from 1939 to 1945.
Yep, I heard about it, but I thought you were all over that.
A few months ago, I suddenly developed a big pain around my 38th parallel.
Well, why don't you go see a doctor?
I did, and he knew what was wrong with me as soon as he took my blood count. Too many red cells.
Feel a lot better if they'd get something accomplished downstairs in the UN.
Say, they're having a meeting there now. Let's open the door and listen.
Order, order. Let's have a little order for the next speaker.
Look, the Russian delegate is getting up.
Yeah.
People of the world, gentlemen and comrades, we of the Russian Soviets wish for peace, and we are prepared to make a fair compromise. All we ask is a small buffer area. Of course, this would mean moving the 38th parallel slightly. We would like to move it somewhere around Alabama and Mississippi.
Now we would like to hear from...
I am not finished with my speech yet. Since I am here in America, I want to tell you the terrible things I have seen with my own eyes. Peasants are forced to ride in automobiles. In California, some of the peasants are even forced to ride with the top down. And they are wearing dark glasses so nobody should see how much they are suffering. And tomorrow in the concentration camp they call the Rose Bowl, 100,000 people will be forced to huddle together to watch a football game. That is why I say that...
Just a moment.
What is wrong?
Why is it, Mr. Russian delegate, that every time we discuss a matter here, you stall and delay the debate for weeks and months so it never ends?
Well, if you must know, the longer I stay here, the less time I have to spend in Russia.
Close the door, Sam. I've heard enough. Well, Columbia, it's almost midnight. Better get my bags together and... Say, the New Year's coming a few seconds early.
What do you mean, old-timer?
Look out the window. Here he comes now without any clothes on. Just a cloth wrapped around him. Hey, are you the New Year?
No, I'm on my way home from Santa Anita.
Doggone, I thought sure that was him. Well, let's see. I got my bags packed, got my hourglass. I guess I'm... Hey, that must be him now. Come in.
Hi, Rube.
Gone. There goes that saucer again.
I didn't see anything.
Neither did I.
Well, some people do and some don't. That's the first stroke of 12. I wonder what's keeping the new cannon. Little fella should be here by now.
Don't worry. He'll show up.
Now, before I leave, Sam, here's a little tip for you. Keep your shirt on, but your sleeves rolled up, and everything will be all right.
Don't worry, old-timer. They can push Uncle Sam just so far. Then he starts pushing back.
I know, Sam, but you're going to need a lot of things to push with. So keep your factories humming. People have to work a little harder and do without a few things. They did it before, and they can do it again. Well... Time's a-fleetin', but I can't leave till that little shaver gets here.
That must be him now.
Yeah. Come in. Yep, it's the little New Year. Hello, son.
Hello, old-timer. Isn't he cute?
Yeah, I bet he don't weigh much more than Sinatra.
Come here, sonny. I want you to meet Uncle Sam and his wife, Columbia.
Glad to know you, folks.
Hello, Sonny.
Hiya, bub. Make yourself to home.
And say, I almost forgot. This is the world. Want you to meet him, too.
Hello, son.
Hello. So he's the world, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, there's enough room on him for everybody.
Well, there should be, and yet... Oh, I don't quite understand it myself. Well, it's getting late, and I'll have to be moseying along, son, but there are a few things you ought to know.
What is it, old-timer?
Well, the most important thing I want you to remember is to take good care of Uncle Sam here. You ain't going to have no picnic, 51. You may get some complaints about high prices and taxes.
Gee, I'm a little discouraged already.
Oh, I wouldn't be too discouraged. It looks bad, but some good things are happening. Some people are beginning to understand each other a little better. A couple of weeks ago, a fellow called Ralph Bunch, grandson of a slave, went to Stockholm to pick up his Nobel Peace Award. Take good care of him, sonny. We need men like that.
I will.
Then there's some more fellas I want you to take care of. You'll hear about them. Ike Eisenhower and Douglas MacArthur. They've been helping Sam for a long time. There's some others, too. Sam will tell you who they are, won't you, Sam?
I sure will.
Reason I'm mentioning this, sonny, is because I want you to be a little more careful than I was. See, I lost some mighty good boys while I was here. One of them just recently. A fellow named Walton Walker. He was a general and a darn good one, too. And then there were thousands of others who weren't generals and weren't even officers. Just plain GIs. But they're all doing their job for Uncle Sam. Weren't they, Sam?
Yep. I'll never forget them.
Then there was another fellow we lost during my time.
Was he a soldier, too?
Well, you could call him that. Sort of a singing soldier. Used to go around entertaining everybody. Singing songs and telling jokes, making people happy. I wish you could have seen him.
He was good, huh?
Good? Why, son, when he'd get down on one knee and sing about his mammy, the people would stand up and cheer. And after he sang and sang and sang and you thought he was all through, he'd look right at you and say, "You ain't heard nothing yet." There's the 11th gong.
Gee, I feel older already.
Well, you got a big responsibility, son. Just as soon as I go, it's all yours. Well, I guess I'll be on my way. Gosh, I hate to go. There are so many things I wanted to do. But you're young and strong, and I guess I'm leaving it in good hands. Goodbye, son.
Goodbye.
So long, Sam. So long, Columbia.
Goodbye, old-timer.
Goodbye, 1950.
So long, world. Keep smiling. Good night, everybody, and a happy new year from all of us.
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy New Year!
That touching New Year's fantasy episode of the Jack Benny program was from the final day of the year 1950. For you folks a little shaky on your historical geography, you'll notice that there were only 48 states at the time that aired. It would be another 9 years before Alaska and Hawaii entered the Union. Some nice reminiscences about folks who had recently died back then, including Al Jolson, who had passed away a couple of months earlier, and U.S. General Walton Walker, who had been killed in a traffic accident in Korea just a week before the broadcast. The Korean War had begun in June of 1950 and continued until the summer of 1953. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and moving on, because up next on When Radio Was, the fourth installment of the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Meg's Palace Matter, right after this.
Harry Lime had many lives, and I can recount all of them. How do I know? Listen, because my name is Harry Lime.
Orson Welles reprises his iconic film role as Harry Lime, a con man, a manipulator, and one of the most fascinating men you'll ever meet in Radio Spirit's HCD set, The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime.
Why, Lily. Lily, what are you doing here?
We have some very pretty pink gardenias.
Oh, come on, Lily, don't tell me you don't remember me. And how are all the Corellis?
The who?
Now, don't give me that, Lily.
My name is Lulu.
Well, it used to be Lily, and you used to be a blonde. And the Corellis, as you know perfectly well, because you used to work for them, are the best bank robbers in Central Europe. Well, what about it, honey?
For a limited time, you can get The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, for 50% off. It's a steal that Harry himself would be proud to have orchestrated. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAVE5077 to pay only $15.98.
This is the signal. Mr. Corelli, that celebrated expert with his two able assistants, starts toward the bank. The tunnel was not built for comfort, and the going on hands and feet is a trifle rough. There's a bit of genteel cursing, but hearts are high.
Through 16 exciting escapades, you'll be whisked from one exotic locale to another, all in pursuit of priceless gems, pretty women, and international intrigue. And in the company, of course, of a masterful and roguish charmer who occasionally uses his prowess to stop a crime.
And remember, if you can't manage to resist temptation, be sure you get it appraised.
There's no reason to resist when you can get half off The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, today at radiospirits.com. Or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code 5077 to pay just $15.98. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
What if I said you could have your home continuously cleaned, even when you're not there? Well, that's exactly what happens with iRobot's Roomba Combo J9 Plus Robot Vacuum. Warren Fernandez from iRobot has the details.
It can be both a vacuum and a mop. It is capable of doing both at the same time, and it's capable of cleaning your entire home. I would say the most central thing to its design is what we call an auto-retract mopping system. When the robot is running around, let's say in vacuum-only mode, it's actually got a mop pad that is sitting securely on top of the robot. And the reason that's important is it's keeping this mop away from your carpets and rugs. But the moment it detects a carpet or a rug, this mopping pad is capable of deploying or coming back up on top of the robot.
Find out more at iRobot.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. Here is the penultimate episode of the Meg's Palace Matter, which originally played out in the fall of 1956, a five-part storyline featuring the tremendous Virginia Gregg as Meg. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Dr. Lionel Champion here, Mr. Dollar.
Who?
I'm surprised Meg McCarty didn't answer. I ordered her to keep you in bed there at her place until I could see you again.
I am in bed. And I take it you're the doctor who bandaged me up this way, put on this splint.
That's right.
After I tangled with a propeller at Captain Morgan's fishing boat this morning.
Yes, only it was yesterday.
Huh?
You were unconscious when the captain and his men brought you in. After treating you, I gave you sedation.
Oh.
Rest was the most important thing. How did you ever happen to fall off that boat?
Fall? Doctor, I was pushed.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Cod Harbor, Massachusetts. To the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company, Boston. Assignment, the Meg's Palace Matter. Report and expense account continued. As soon as I hung up on Dr. Champion, I again checked the splint on my right leg and confirmed the suspicion that I couldn't possibly walk on it. Then, a few minutes later, Meg McCarthy came into my room. She carried a tray filled with enough food to choke a horse. And while I piled into it, she brought me up to date.
It's in Barnesboro that Dr. Champion has his office. And lucky it was for you, he happened to be here in Cod Harbor on his weekly visit. Oh, you were a sorry-looking mess when the men brought you in.
Yesterday, the doctor said.
You've been out as cold as a codfish ever since. But I can tell by the looks that the rest has done a lot for you. How do you feel?
No, matter of fact, Meg, I feel pretty... Oh, well, pretty good.
There, you see, you've got to take it easy, like the doctor said. Just lay there and rest and sleep and eat all the good food I bring you.
Yeah, except and unless I get up and going on this case.
You'll try that and I'll lash you to the bedpost. Doctor's orders is doctor's orders, so don't you try nothing different.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's a miracle, praise be, that propeller on the Lillian didn't cut you to ribbons.
Captain Billy and his crew brought me back here, huh?
Who else?
Where are they now?
Fishing out on the banks, of course. What did you expect? Don't you know they have to earn a living the same as me and you? And what about keeping up the payments on that seagoing bathtub? Precious little time they had for fishing yesterday after that fool trick you pulled falling off of her.
Is that what they told you happened?
Of course. What else?
Meg, which of the men told you I'd fallen off the boat?
Well, all of them. Only the first mate, young Charlie Montgomery, the engineer, and, of course, my Willie by himself, Captain Morgan, to you.
And they all told it the same way?
What? Why not? Should they be after making up fairy tales?
How did they tell it?
You're sure that screw didn't hit you on the head, too? You lost your memory.
How did they tell it, Meg? It's important.
Well, whilst they went about their chores, you were standing alone up in the bows. Then they heard you yell.
Yeah?
Despite of the darkness, they seen you splash in the phosphorescent wake. And there you were, being sucked under by the prop. That's all.
And they all told it the same?
Exactly the same. Even young Charlie Buttons kept saying it over and over. I saw it all.
Oh.
Like, well, you know, like he was still struck with the fear of what might have happened to you.
I wonder.
Well, stop wondering and get yourself some more sleep or the doctor will have me head. And if he does, I'll take it out on you. And believe me, Johnny boy, that will be a lot worse than the fool accident of yours ever was.
Meg, listen to me. It was no accident.
What?
I was thrown overboard.
Oh, Johnny boy, you're raving delirious out of your head.
I was leaning over the rail, watching the water, and a powerful pair of arms belonging to somebody aboard that boat picked me up and tossed me over.
Saint... Who?
Ole Jensen, young Charlie Buttons, Montgomery, or Captain Billy himself.
You start raving, Johnny. You must have got hit on the head.
And I'll bet my last buck that whoever did it is the same one who slugged me in the alley, the same one who's threatened to burn you out of this place of
yours. Oh, no.
And the minute I get up out of this bed, I... Tell me something.
Yes?
Tim Beasley, your police chief and mayor and so on.
Yes?
Has he been up here to see you?
That good-for-nothing blatherskite, no. And what's more, if he shows his ugly face in my establishment, I'll toss him out on his beam ends. But why do you ask?
Because I told him to get the threatening notes from you. Check them against the handwriting of several people here in Cod Harbor.
Who? Like that sniveling cousin of his, Clem Harris, that runs the Silver Plate Cafe?
Yeah, among others.
Well, he ain't been here, and I won't have him here.
I take it you and he don't get along?
Of course we don't.
Why?
Because ever since his cousin Clem has been in business, Tim has threatened to close me up.
For what reason?
For breaking town ordinances on restaurants. The kind he enforces over to Barnesboro.
Well, have you been breaking them?
No more than, no less than dear cousin Clem or Tony 14 or Ernie Turner does after their hush joints. But me, he always is picking on. And why? Because I get most of the business from the fishermen. So you want a suspect in this case, Johnny boy?
You've named them for me, Meg. The other cafe owners.
All right, so I'll give you one. Tim Beasley and Clem Harris working in cahoots. And if it wasn't one of them, waylaid you in the eye.
Oh, wait a minute. Neither of them could have been aboard the Lily Ann.
Then you must have fell.
Oh, Meg, when is the doctor coming to see me?
He should be here by now.
Well, if he doesn't come pretty soon, I'm getting up and going, orders or no orders.
Johnny?
Motives, suspects. Why, Meg McCarthy herself could have rigged this whole thing. Called me in as a cover-up while she burned up her place to collect $15,000 insurance. Even her intended, Captain Billy Morgan, who'd collect her life insurance if she were to die in a fire. Tim Beasley, lazy slob of a general factotum in Cod Harbor, to put Meg's palace out of business on behalf of his cousin, Clem Harris. Or Clem himself. Or one of Captain Billy's crew for some reason I hadn't yet fathomed. Half an hour later, Dr. Champion arrived, looked me over, and then went to work with a pair of bandage shears.
So now we'll take off that splint.
Oh, but if something's broken, Doc.
Not a thing broken, Mr. Dollar. Just an old trick of mine.
Huh?
You needed absolute rest until I could see you again. And from what I've heard about you, you wouldn't have taken it unless I fooled you into it. And that was the sole reason for the splint.
Doc, you're a wonder.
There we are. And in view of your surprisingly good condition, I'd say you may be up and around as soon as you honestly feel able. Say, even tomorrow, perhaps.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Now
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Item 8, $10 for medical services, all that Dr. Champion would accept. Needless to say, as soon as he left, I planned to get up and get to work. But as he walked out the door, Meg brought Captain Billy in to visit and sympathize. So, in hope of keeping him off guard, I played real sick. Then only Montgomery came in, too. But I needed to get these men alone, and I must admit, be feeling better than I did. Then I realized that young Charlie hadn't come. I asked about him.
He burns for a gun. He said as long as the doctor was keeping you in bed 2 or 3 days, he could see you when he gets back.
But wait a minute.
He went to pick up some supplies for Meg here like he always does. Gives him a chance to drop in on his sister where he keeps her Sunday clothes and things.
He wasn't out on the boat with you today?
Nah, Meg spoils the lad that way. Always has him going in for supplies when I need him the most.
Look here now, Willie boy. You talk like I was the one picked today.
Well, of course you did.
Of course I didn't, and don't you tell me. He said it was you.
You're off your course.
Oh, I am.
You know, blasted well
as
you are.
Don't shake your fingers at me, you blue nose.
Yeah, pipe down a moment. Do you want Mr. Dollar to have a relapse?
You... Oh, Johnny boy, I'm sorry. Shut up, Bill.
It's okay, Meg.
And to Willie boy, that... I'm sorry if I seem to be raising my voice at you.
Oh, bless you, Meg. It's that fiery spirit that keeps me loving you. Yeah, but now, why don't we leave the poor man alone to recover, huh? Come on, boys.
Yes, come on, all of you. Out you go.
After you, Meg.
Oh,
after
my,
you.
How polite we are.
Montgomery, wait.
Why, Mr. Donner? Something I can do for you to ease your bed of pain? A little drink or something? I've a bottle aboard the Lily Anne.
No, thanks. I want to talk to you about Charlie.
A real fine lad he is. Now, I'm sure he'd be wanting to see you when he gets back from his visit in town.
No, wait. Captain Morgan said he has a sister in Barnesboro. Do you know the address?
Oh, that I do. Many's a fine meal we've had from her on our time off.
Well, I want to see her. You know, just a little personal thing.
Oh, then, yeah, I'll write down the address for you. She lives in a pretty little house on the corner of Bellevue.
Maybe Montgomery was the wrong one to ask. I don't know. But I had to gamble somewhere along the line. And if my suspicions about Charlie Buttons was right, I hoped I wouldn't be too late. When Montgomery had left, I sneaked out the back door to avoid Meg and hurried over to Tim Beasley's office in the shack that functioned as Cod Harbor City Hall. He wasn't there. A woman who lived next door informed me he'd taken off in a hurry to Barnesboro. So Beasley had gone to town after Charlie. Or had he? For $25, that's item 9, I rented a creaky old truck and headed for Barnesboro. Charlie's sister's house was on a gravel road out on the edge of town. There was no other car there, so I stopped in front of the place. Got out and walked up to the front door.
Sorry, mister, but my sister... Mr. Dollar.
Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, I meant to say, why did you come in? Sure glad to see you're all right, Mr. Dollar.
I am.
It sure was awful, you falling off the boat that way.
What's the matter, Charlie? Aren't you feeling good?
Yeah, sure. Sure I am.
You look a little pale. And say... Well... Packing up to leave, huh?
Yeah, I'm tired of the fishing business, Mr. Dollar. Gonna give it up. Go somewhere else to earn a living. Tired of it, yeah.
Why did you do it, Charlie?
Huh? I don't know what you mean.
It took somebody who knew that boat pretty well to sneak up on me in the dark and push me overboard. Took a strong young pair of arms to do it, too. Yours, weren't they? Well...
I didn't want to do it, Mr. Dollar. So help me, I didn't want it. But he made me.
Yeah? Who made you?
He found out. He found out about me, about my record.
What record?
That I'd killed a man once, accidentally, when I was just a kid. And I'd run out and escaped from the reformatory. But now I'm grown. If they ever catch me, they'll hang me or the electric chair up for life, and he knew that.
Charlie.
If I didn't do anything he said, like slugging you or trying to start the fires or anything, he'd give me away. So I had to, don't you see? I couldn't help myself. He made me do everything.
Charlie, who?
It's all right. You don't need to rough me up, Dollar. I knew I'd get caught up with someday. I'll go quiet with you. And maybe you'll help to try and get things easy for me.
Charlie, who made you try to kill me?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was so he could get you out of the way and burn up Meg's palace and her with it. I'll tell you, Mr. Dollar, it was... Oh, no.
Huh?
There, at the window, behind you.
That old trick? Oh, no, you...
Help!
The boy fell against me, pinning me to the floor. And as I pushed him away, I saw the patch of red slowly spreading on the front of his shirt directly above the heart. By the time I got to the window, a car had taken off down the old gravel road and was completely obscured by a thick cloud of dust. And I wondered. I wondered for whom the shot that killed Charlie had really been intended.
Here's our star to tell you about the final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a killer strikes again. But one of his victims rises from the grave to strike back. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 4 of the Meg's Palace Matter, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline for the fall of 1956. We'll offer up the final installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and according to the credits, that storyline featured co-music supervisors, the usual guy Amerigo Moreno, as well as Carl Fortina. Well, my question is about the latter. Fortina, who later had extensive film and television credits, played an instrument popularized by Lawrence Welk, and decades later by Weird Al Yankovic. I'll name it, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, great 50s love songs. A 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Riding love.
Sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand. I'm a stranger in paradise.
Go to musicrewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, today for just $19.98. Or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about radio, film, and television musical contributor Carl Fortina. I wanted to know what instrument he most often played. The answer is the accordion. Fortina's accordion solos were heard on the following TV series, among others: Peter Gunn, Gunsmoke, and Bonanza. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but take a little time and visit us at the website. We are located at whenradiowas.com. Whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.